Republicans said in 2015 that they would be open to a green burial.
Back to nature. We all have to go sometime, of course. But just because death is unavoidable, that doesn't mean that everyone has to be buried in the same way. More and more Americans are choosing green burials. Instead of injecting their clients with formaldehyde and placing them in metal coffins, funeral directors are providing coffins made of seaweed and turning wooded areas into burial grounds. According to the Funeral and Memorial Information Council, in 2015, 64% of Americans said they would be open to a green burial, up from 43% in 2010. Cremation is often considered more environmentally friendly than burial, but it requires fossil fuels, and the burning process releases chemicals like mercury and carbon monoxide into the air. A lot of people talk about their carbon footprint on the environment, says Kate Kalanick, executive director of the Green Burial Council. But many don't understand how heavy that last footprint can be, Kalanick told Bloomberg News Service. Robert Prout, a member of the National Funeral Directors Association's Green Committee, has also seen attitudes change. Since we first looked into green burials back in 2005, I've found that a lot of families that had chosen cremation look at natural burials more favorably.
Okay, did you get the answer? What percentage of Americans said in 2015 that they would be open to a green burial? The answer is 64%. Listen again.
According to the Funeral and Memorial Information Council, in 2015, 64% of Americans said they would be open to a green burial, up from 43% in 2010.
If you didn't get the answer the first time, go back and listen to the text again.
We'll now move on to our first main focus from our business skills section. And the topic is a key one for all organizations: how to manage risks.
Hey, no risk, no fun, right, David?
Well, that's not quite the emphasis of Bob Dignan's latest article in the current issue of Business Spotlight, but I suppose you're right up to a point, Erin, because organizations can't avoid all risks, and some risks might even present business opportunities.
That's what I said. Well, more or less.
Okay. Anyway, here's our communication skills expert, Ken Taylor, with some tips and exercises on this topic.
Hello, this is Ken Taylor from London. In his latest business skills article, Bob Dignan writes about the different risks facing organizations and gives advice on how to deal with them. In this exercise, you will hear a statement about risk management. In the following pause, decide whether you agree or disagree with the statement and why. Then I will tell you Bob Dignan's opinion based on his article. Right? We'll begin.
Risks are an ever-present key part of life.
Bob agrees. He says that ever since human beings began walking on the planet, they have had to manage the possibility that bad things might happen.
The leadership of an organization can be a risk factor.
Bob agrees. Often, leaders block necessary change and are not flexible.
Some risks are desirable.
Bob agrees. Organizations need to take some risks in order to create business opportunities.
Financial and technical risks are the most serious risks that an organization has to deal with.
Bob disagrees. He says...